American Language Course, Book 28, Take 2B. Hello. Open your Language Laboratory Activities Booklet to Take 2B. Look at Figure 1. Repeat the underlined words. Then repeat the sentences in which the underlined words are used. Number 1.
Stacked. Stacked. The boys arranged the wood so that each piece lay on top of another. Repeat. They stacked it neatly.
Number 2.
Portable. Portable. The typewriter was small enough to be carried. Repeat. It was portable.
Number 3.
Stacks. Stacks. Anne gathered up the sheets of paper that lay on her desk. Repeat. She put them in neat stacks.
Number 4.
Traced. Traced. Tom marked the highways that he planned to follow. Repeat. He traced his route on the map.
Number 5.
Marks. Marks. Don't wear your baseball shoes in the gym. Repeat. They'll leave marks on the floor.
Number 6.
Piled. Piled. The books were not on the shelves where they belonged. Repeat. They had been piled in a corner.
Number 7.
Piles. Piles. Before washing your clothes, separate the white articles from the colored ones. Repeat. Put them in separate piles.
Number 8.
Groove. Groove. There's a long narrow cut inside the window frame. Repeat. The glass fits into that groove.
Number 9.
Mounted. Mounted. The boys raced to the top of the stairs. Repeat. They mounted the steps two at a time.
Number 10.
Dismounted. Dismounted. The gymnast finished her routine on the parallel bars. Repeat. Then she dismounted and dropped to the floor.
Number 11.
Coated. Coated. There's a layer of oil on the highway. Repeat. It's coated with oil.
Number 12.
Bubbles. Bubbles. Underwater, the divers breathed oxygen from tanks. Repeat. When they exhaled, bubbles rose to the surface.
Number 13.
Alternate. Alternate. The nurses take turns working in the emergency room on weekends. Repeat. They alternate.
Number 14.
In the first place. In the first place. In the second place. In the second place. He was promoted for two reasons. Repeat. In the first place, he's very capable. Repeat. In the second place, he's worked here quite a while.
Now look at Figure 2.
Listen to the paragraphs.
Bill and his brother Pete make children's furniture and toys out of wood. Their workshop is in a building large enough for them to stack the wood in one end. They work on portable tables so they can move them easily and set them up either close to the stacks of wood or in different areas of the shop. They lay out their plans on these tables and trace the patterns on the wood. Then, guided by the marks on the wood, they cut it into various shapes. The small pieces that remain are then piled in a corner. Sometimes wood from this pile is used as decoration on the larger pieces of their work. At other times, the larger pieces are decorated with grooves in complicated designs that require special cutting tools. When they have put the pieces together to form a piece of furniture or a toy, they are ready to apply the finishing touches. Most of the toys are coated with brightly colored paints, but the furniture is usually covered with a clear varnish. They have to be very careful to spread the paint and varnish smoothly so that no air bubbles form. It is very difficult work. Bill and Pete alternate in the workshop. If one is working in the shop, the other is out selling their products. This kind of teamwork works well for their business. In the first place, neither one of them gets tired of either job. And in the second place, one of the bosses is always around, in both the production area and the sales area.
Look at Figure 3. Listen to statements about the paragraphs. Circle T if the statement is true. If it is false, circle F. Number 1.
Bill and Pete can stack wood in their workshop.
Number 2.
The tables they work on are stationary.
Number 3.
There are stacks of wood in different areas of the shop.
Number 4.
They trace their patterns on the wood.
Number 5.
The marks on the wood show where it should be cut.
Number 6.
The small pieces that remain are thrown out.
Number 7.
Grooves are cut in some of the larger pieces.
Number 8.
Toys are coated with paint.
Number 9.
They want air bubbles to form in the paint.
Number 10.
Both of the brothers work in the shop all the time.
Let's check your answers.
Number 1 is true. Repeat. Bill and Pete can stack wood in their workshop. Number 2 is false. The tables they work on are not stationary. Repeat. The tables are portable. Number 3 is false. The stacks of wood are not in different areas. Repeat. The stacks of wood are in one end of the building. Number 4 is true. Repeat. They trace their patterns on the wood. Number 5 is true. Repeat. The marks on the wood show where it should be cut. Number 6 is false. The small pieces that remain are not thrown out. Repeat. The small pieces are piled in a corner. Number 7 is true. Repeat. Grooves are cut in some of the larger pieces. Number 8 is true. Repeat. Toys are coated with brightly colored paint. Number 9 is false. They don't want air bubbles to form. Repeat. They spread the paint and varnish smoothly.
so that no bubbles will form. Number 10 is false. The brothers don't work in the workshop all the time. Repeat. They alternate in the workshop.
Now go to figure 4. Listen to the sentence. It will contain either a compound noun or a verb plus a noun object phrase. Circle the number of the appropriate pattern for the phrase. Look at the examples. Listen. We like amusing guests. Circle number 2. The phrase is a verb plus a noun object. Listen. They are classifying officers. Circle number 1. The phrase is a compound noun. Now, listen and circle. Number 1.
They are playing cards.
Number 2.
That was boiling water.
Number 3.
They're hoisting machines.
Number 4.
They were racing cars.
Number 5.
They're typing lessons.
Number 6.
They're writing instructions.
Number 7.
They're studying children.
Number 8.
They're fighting men.
Let's check your answers.
Number 1 is 1, a compound noun. Repeat, they are playing cards. Number 2 is 2, a verb plus a noun object. Repeat, that was boiling water. Number 3 is 1. Repeat, they're hoisting machines. Number 4 is 1. Repeat, they were racing cars. Number 5 is 2. Repeat, they're typing lessons. Number 6 is 2. Repeat, they're writing instructions. Number 7 is 2. Repeat, they're studying children. Number 8 is 1. Repeat, they're fighting men.
Look at figure 5. Listen to the dialogues. They are examples of the use of the derivational suffix I, Z, E, eyes, added to nouns or adjectives to form verbs that express make or cause to be. Listen. Number 1.
Did the dentist give you a general anesthetic?
No, he just anesthetized a small area.
Number 2.
When was the office divided into all these small compartments?
It was compartmentalized last year. Now everyone has a little privacy.
Number 3.
Do machines do most of the work on the farms here?
Yes. Farming in this area is almost completely mechanized.
Number 4.
Does each individual work at his own pace?
Yes. We individualized the program last fall, and it's working well.
Number 5.
What does the commander plan to put emphasis on?
He plans to emphasize the need for cooperation.
Look at figure 5 again. This time, answer the question. Listen, then read the answer. Number 1.
Did the dentist give you a general anesthetic?
Number 2.
When was the office divided into all these small compartments?
Number 3.
Do machines do most of the work on the farms here?
Number 4.
Does each individual work at his own pace?
Number 5.
What does the commander plan to put emphasis on?
Now look at figure 6. The expressions underlined in the dialogue are used in asking for and giving instructions. Listen and repeat the expressions.
What should I do first? Now what? Got it? What next? What do I do? Like this? Is this right? Okay?
Now listen to the dialogue.
Do you have one of the cards you can use to get money from this machine?
Yes, I do. They're great. Don't you have one?
Yes, but I just got mine and I'm not sure how to use it. What should I do first?
I'll show you. It's simple. First, you put the card in this slot where it says, Insert Card.
Okay, I've done that. Now what?
Read what it says there on the screen.
It says, Enter Identification Number.
Then, punch your number in. Got it?
Oh, okay. What next?
Look at the screen. What does it say?
It says, Number Correct. It is, so what do I do?
Push the button here by Yes. Now what does it say?
It says, From Checking or Savings.
So, you push the button by the account you want to take money from. Checking, right?
Yes, like this?
Right. What does the screen say now?
It has a dollar sign and zeros.
So, now you punch in the amount you want.
Is this right?
That's right. Now, it'll ask if that's correct. And you push the button by Yes. Then, you just wait until the transaction is complete, and out comes your money. Okay?
That wasn't as hard as I expected. Thanks a lot for your help.
Anytime.
Now read the questions in the dialogue and listen to the answers. Take Jack's part. Begin now.
Yes, I do. They're great. Don't you have one? I'll show you. It's simple. First, you put the card in this slot where it says, Insert Card. Read what it says there on the screen. Then, punch your number in. Got it? Look at the screen. What does it say? Push the button here by Yes. Now, what does it say? So, you push the button by the account you want to take money from. Checking, right? Right. What does the screen say now? So, now you punch in the amount you want. That's right. Now it'll ask if that's correct, and you push the button by Yes. Then, you just wait until the transaction is complete, and out comes your money, okay? Anytime.
This is the end of Tape 2B, Book 28.